With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says it was Richard Nixon's effort to hide the truth rather than the Watergate scandal itself that eventually forced him from office back in 1974.
Well, it certainly was a more innocent time, so we weren't used to stories like this all the time. And, you know, I do think it's true that the cover-up probably hurt him more than the crime.
Donald Trump believes president should have some input on Federal Reserve decisions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During his presidency, Trump repeatedly attacked the nation's central bank for lacking vision and ripped Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as clueless about the economy and interest rates. As he seeks another White House term, the former president says he could handle fiscal policy better than the Fed.
In my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman.
Many economists believe it's best for the Fed, which is an independent agency, to avoid political interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some good news for Republicans in a new poll of voters in Montana. A new Emerson College polling The Hill survey is favorable toward both Republicans and former President Trump. It shows Trump-backed GOP senatorial candidate Tim Sheehy leading incumbent Democrat John Tester by 2 points. Tester's seat is one of a handful of critical seats Republicans hope to flip from blue to red in November. Voters in the state also favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. That's by a whopping 15 percentage points. He gets 55. She gets only 40. In Montana last night, the former president says he will prevail in his debate with Harris.
Joe Biden was exposed during the debate. Likewise, Kamala will be exposed during the debate. She will be...
The president spoke last night in Bozeman, Montana, and this is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom say they're more satisfied. Michael Harrington explains why.
A poll released by the Belonging Forum reveals that 72% of self-described believers say they are satisfied with their lives, compared to 65% of non-religious people. The survey also found that Christians are more friendly, more neighborly, and more involved in trying to improve their communities. The Belonging Forum says, quote, "Christian faith is a powerful and universal social force for good. It promotes a sense of belonging in our communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, new federal rules designed to promote transgenderism among students at public schools and colleges are now in effect, but only across about half the country. Courts have temporarily blocked enforcement in 25 states, and hundreds of individual colleges and schools are also being affected by court decisions. This is SRN News. About half the U.S. state attorneys general received recently traveled to France for an event co-sponsored by a group largely funded by companies.
The trip to Normandy was an opportunity for the top state government lawyers to interact with representatives of companies that they sometimes seek to regulate. AGs often work together on issues and regularly convene through multiple organizations. Some focus on policy and others on politics.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The annual Florida Python Challenge is underway. It's a competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. The 10-day hunt is meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida. They win prizes among a share of $30,000. The grand prize winner with the most snakes humanely killed gets $10,000 of that money. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.